Noah Thornburg is news editor of the Northern Star. Noah, can you tell me how you got interested in pursuing a story looking at suburban apartments?
Early in September, I had told the guys to go out and look at this solar farm that had just been constructed over the summer. And around that same time, I had received some complaints from tenants living in suburban apartments. And so I went and interviewed one of those tenants. And it was about the same day I came back in the office after that interview that Noah Johnson and Brandon Giese were in the office talking about the solar farm interview they just did. And it was around that time we realized those two things were connected. So we decided to just dive in.
Sarah Jesmer, why did you start looking into housing in DeKalb and ultimately pursue a story related to a very specific housing place in suburban apartments?
It was really sparked by the creation of DeKalb County's first tenant association earlier this year. With the creation of that group, they wanted to draw attention to living conditions for some renters. What I wanted to do in my reporting is give voice to some of those concerns, see if they're rumors or if they're true or not, and then talk about what can management then point to say that these things will not happen again in the future.
And so you have talked to management.
Yeah, so I got a chance to speak to a property director and then another person who describes himself as a property manager. Both these people have involvement with an investment company who is actually acting as the landlord of suburban apartments and estates. They've listened to the same concerns that we have heard through our channels, but they point to changes within their office structure, changes within their equipment, to say we've made changes since these complaints came around. We got new boiler systems, we got new water systems. As far as maintenance concerns, timing of how long it takes to fix things, we do the best that we can.
Noah Thornburg, can you tell me about the news gathering process?
A lot of it is county and state documentation. They had to jump through a lot of hoops in order to get the solar farm built. And a lot of it has to do with federal and state level funding. Most of the documents and the way we're telling the story is by going through a timeline of these documents, starting with very early beginnings, proposing to the county and to the city, and then moving on to the Illinois Power Agency's Adjustable Block Program, Illinois Solar for All proposals and applications, until we get to the end, which is where we're at now. The solar farm is waiting to be activated, and Solar for All is waiting to release the incentive funds.
What do we know, Noah Thornburg, about what having solar will, how that will change quality of life at suburban, or at least what is the intention for even trying to build this?
So Illinois Solar for All, which is the program that they're currently under, targets specifically low-income communities. And the area that suburban apartments is in does verify for that because they're in a low-income census tract, which means that at least half the households have an average income that is less than 80% of the area median income. So the intent is to bring solar in a way that's accessible to people who have low income. And what the farm is supposed to do is lower the rent of the tenants who live there by fueling that electricity directly into the energy bill.
How do those two stories fit together? How does the solar, how could that impact some of the things you had heard from tenants?
It's a community gift almost. It's going to help DeKalb become a better place. But if you actually speak to the people who live there, they're not really that concerned with bringing solar energy to their homes. They just want heat and they want water that isn't yellow, and they want to make sure that their concerns are heard when they bring them to maintenance or they call a hotline and they say, I have an issue, I want it fixed. In that way, our projects collaborate really perfectly with each other. We have an outside point of view and then the insider's point of view. There are so many people that have a responsibility in some way to suburban apartments or suburban estates operations. There's so many companies that they contract with, and there's so many county departments that have a hand in ensuring operations go smoothly there. There's so many people that are responsible that no one person is.
Noah Thornburg, why is this story an important story?
I think solar power is only going to get more embedded in the public consciousness. What we're seeing is programs dedicated to bringing that solar power to people who wouldn't have access to it otherwise. So I would not be surprised if more stories like this popped up elsewhere.
Brandon Giese, why is this an important story? Why do this story in the first place?
going kind of off of what Noah's saying, right? We live in a people-generated industry and a people-generated world. People deserve to know what is going on around them. And when you drive down any Glidden Road and you look out your window to your right, you're seeing solar panels, whether you realize it or not. And that is something that is going to continue to grow across the state and across the country. Now, for people to understand how that is developed is still important to them, even if they don't live at suburban apartments or at suburban estates. It's important that people understand the processes that go into having solar energy at these apartment complexes or in general across the state.
Sarah, why do you think this is an important story for our audience?
I think DeKalb especially is going through a time of reckoning between the landlords and tenants. We not only can journalism validate the experiences, but also I think that people in the community have a right to know what's going on with their neighbors and their community members.
And Noah Johnson, why do you think this is an important story?
This whole idea of responsibility. The layman who doesn't know how to look through these documents, they almost feel hopeless. So I feel by compiling all this information for them, they'll see what their officials are really doing. And then they'll hopefully start the conversation of how to hold people more accountable.